Country Pop FM.
Bob Almanac, welcome. Today, June 6th, the 157th day of the year, 208 days left to go. Again, at the end of the Bob FM All Request Lunch Hour sponsored. The All Request Lunch Hour actually does sponsor the Almanac because we don't have a sponsor right now, so I had to make one up.
That was good.
I'm back in studio today, by the way, for the All Request Lunch Hour, noon to one. Nice crowd over at Richfield. Thank you so much, everybody that came out. But at the end of the Almanac here today, we're going to give away Fyre Fest tickets, Cold Spring, Lanco, Red Akins, and Tyler Farr will be performing at Fyre Fest at the end of July. Listen for your chance to win. On this date, 1816, you know, we've been complaining a lot about how spring was and winter lingering, and it's been a late start to summery weather. Well, how about this? Good thing you didn't live in 1816, because on this date in New England, they received 10 inches of snowfall. Ooh. It was part of what was called a year without summer.
Ooh.
Which followed the eruption of Mount Tambora in Indonesia. So the eruption of a volcano in Indonesia, basically for the northern hemisphere, no summer. The year without a summer.
I would not enjoy that.
Sounds like a claymation Christmas special.
Yeah, it does.
1844, Young Men's Christian Association, later known as just simply YMCA, was founded in London. The first YMCA in America was then founded in 1851. The first members of the Young Men's Christian Association, there was a cowboy, a policeman, Indian, construction worker, and a sailor.
That makes sense.
1882, the first electric iron was patented. We are your patent leader. We know all the patents, and when there's a patent, we let you know about it. H.W. Seeley. How often do you use an iron? How often do you iron a shirt, your boxers, your socks?
I would say I probably use an iron once every 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That isn't very often. Do you own one?
You should check it
at least once a year to make sure it's still operational, because if you do need it in an emergency, it's good to know that it's ready to go.
I think the only time I've used one in recent history is I was at a an overnight thing, and it was in my hotel room.
Yep.
You know, I needed it there. Yeah.
It's nice for them to provide that.
Right.
1933, the first drive-in theater in the United States opened in Camden, New Jersey. 1933. 1936, the first helicopter was tested in Berlin, Germany. They tested it in a building, which I don't know if that'd be that wise, but obviously they wanted it to be a secret.
Well, I hope they had a semi-high ceiling.
Somewhat. A little bit of height there in 1936. And then 1944, we've talked about this, of course.
In the early dawn of D-Day, June 6, 1944, the largest battle armada in history heads across 80 miles of rough channel water from England to the northern coast of France. Barrage balloons and a massive concentration of air and surface guns protect the 4,000 warships, transports, barges, crafts.
Just unbelievable what took place on this date. Beaches of Normandy. It was called Operation Neptune. That was the actual crossing and the invasion. And then it was Operation Overlord, the actual battle, I guess, trying to take Normandy and the retake France. And according to historic reports, they weren't really, the Americans and the Allies did not meet their objectives in the first couple of days. It took them a while to control that beachhead and to gain control of Normandy and those beaches. And then, of course, they were able to do so just for sheer will.
Right.
But,
I mean, cost a lot of men.
400,000 Allied American, British, and Canadian troops were involved. German casualties were anywhere from 4,000 to 9,000. And Allied casualties were at least 10,000. With 4,400 confirmed dead. That was confirmed. But, of course, there are many more that could not be confirmed.
Right.
I mean, the first ones that got out of those amphibious...
Those U-boats or whatever.
Yes.
I don't know what they were called.
And, of course, if you've ever seen Saving Private Ryan, very powerful.
It just...
And from those who lived it, they said very realistic.
Yeah.
Here's General...
It makes a hair on your neck stand up.
Here's what Eisenhower had to say that day.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the Great Crusade, toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
75th anniversary of D-Day here today.
We salute you.
Something not quite as serious. 1946, 2 years later, Henry Morgan became the first ever person to take off his shirt on TV. Henry Morgan, he was on a lot of those panel shows, What's My Name, I've Got a Secret.
He didn't have a big beer belly, did he?
Who's My Sister is another one.
Oh, yeah.
1949 on the old TV tube.
From coast to coast, in every state of the Union, the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America present...
It pays to be ignorant.
What happens when a racetrack gets flooded?
They pull the plugs out.
Pay the man $8.
It pays to be ignorant. I just thought it was a cool name for a game show. It was more of a farce of a game show. It was scripted. They were kind of making fun of all those big-time game shows.
Sure.
In the late 40s and 50s, it made its debut. It went from radio to TV on this date. 62.
Bésame. Bésame mucho.
Bésame mucho.
Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine.
The Beatles met their producer, George Martin, for the first time. Now, this turned out to be not a big hit, but of course, it would be a marriage that would succeed quite a bit in pop music. George Martin and the Beatles.
Yes.
Pete Best on the drums. Can you tell that's Pete Best and not Ringo?
Yes.
It's tight.
It's like when you have somebody different on the telegraph keys. I mean, they sound different.
So that was in 62.
Dave Marriage, Sander Van Oker, Sylvia Chase, Dr. Carl Sagan, Thomas Hoban, Geraldo Rivera, Harold Hayes, and Robert Hughes.
Hey, Robert Hughes.
And that's the first episode ever of 2020. And I got to be honest, if it doesn't have Hugh Downs for me, I'm not watching.
No,
it's not 2020.
What year was that?
1978 is when ABC's 2020 debuted. 3 years ago.
For the fourth straight year, Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel tops the Forbes list of the world's 100 most powerful women. The magazine praises Merkel for overhauling Germany's health and tax systems. The chairman of the FDIC, Sheila Baer, was ranked second.
You can't tell me that she's more powerful than Oprah.
Well.
And Angela Merkel?
Right.
Oprah's like Thanos. I mean, she can snap her finger. Somebody loses 50 pounds. Snap your finger, somebody wins a car. You get a car. She's just snapping her fingers. Right. It's your book sells a million. Right. I mean, that's how she does it.
I know.
She put somebody's book. You could write a book, Neil. Oprah would put it on her book list.
Right.
Could be the worst book ever. It would sell.
It would be on the bestseller list.
Yeah. So I question those results.
I do too.
For most powerful woman, 2016 birthdays.
I don't know that I did.
He's just not Gary Bonds, he's Gary U.S. Bonds. Buy your U.S. bonds, support the war effort, and listen to Gary U.S. Bonds, 2:45, still going with us, 79. So is it Mo Bandy or Joe Stampley with a birthday today? From the little town of Spring Hill, Louisiana, and Webster Parish, it's Joe Stampley, 76 today. We got our guy Spring Hill Jim, very proud to be from Spring Hill.
Oh, sure.
He's the second most famous person from Spring Hill, right behind Joe Stampley.
Right on.
Happy birthday today, Freddy Krueger.
And long fingernails.
With kids today, huh? No respect.
You can't scare me anymore.
Oh, you better speak up. Must be my deaf ear.
You know, he's the guy I want slicing onions. Who needs a Vegematic when you've got that glove? So it's Robert Englund, who was Freddy Krueger for how many films? They did about the same number of times that Archie Manning was sacked by the Bears in 84. Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger, is 72. Jimmy Jam. You got your Terry Lewis and your Jimmy Jam.
Sure.
60 today. They're from here. They worked with Prince and, of course, had a long, long relationship and had some big hits with Janet Jackson. And, of course, you could always find them sitting in the front row at the Timberwolves.
Right.
Jimmy Jam, 60. Happy birthday today.
This week, and only this week, the FDA approved a Prozac-type drug for dogs who are depressed.
which is good because it's hard for dogs to get therapy since they're never allowed on the couch.
Colin Quinn there, 60 today, SNL, doing a little weekend update. He's probably one of my least favorite. He still was okay, but he's down the list as far as weekend update hosts.
There have been some very good hosts.
If you are a Harry Potter fan...
Mm-hmm. Mr. Potter. Lucius Malfoy. We meet at last.
Lucius Malfoy, the man who played that role in the Harry Potter films, Jason Isaacs. Happy birthday, 52.
No, gotta be more like this. Listen up. WNBC. You hear that kind of lift? The NBC.
WNBC. WNBC.
Why the
WNBC?
Bob FM. Do we need to? Let's do that together. Yeah, one, two. Bob FM. So there he is, Paul Giamatti. That's from Private Parts, the Howard Stern movie.
Right.
But Paul Giamatti, not often is he the main star of a movie. He's usually a supporting part, and he usually steals the scene in the show, doesn't he?
He's good.
Paul Giamatti, 52. What time is it, Neil?
TV theme time.
Right. And this would be, do you recognize this one at all? Do you remember Doogie Howser,
oh,
MD?
Oh, yeah.
So Max Casella, who was Doogie's best friend, Vinny, kind of thought himself as kind of a romantic,
right?
Kind of a Cyrano, kind of a ladies' man.
Right.
Max Casella, he's 52. Jeez. Unbelievable. 52 today for Vinny.
Follow me, everything is all right.
Uncle Cracker.
I'll be the one to tuck you in at night.
More pop singers need to be named after snacks. I have today, she had two dads.
How'd I get two dads? They inherited me.
Congratulations. It's a girl.
Here's the judge who brought us together. She lives in our building.
My building. I own it.
Gosh, Paul Reiser was so funny in that show, My Two Dads. Stacey Keenan, 44, and she's Lily on Modern Family.
No electronics for a week.
That'll be worse for you than for me.
She's so sassy. You gotta love Lily. You know, Modern Family's been on 10 years. They must be getting close to the end.
Yeah, they probably are.
Because
10 years
Big Bang was right around 10 or 11, and they just closed it out. But Lily is 12 today.
Gone, but not forgotten. We have Revolutionary War American patriot Nathan Hale, born on this day, 1755. He had a short life. He's the guy who gave us the phrase, if you remember your history books, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose."
Was he related
for
to
my country?
To Alan Hale Jr.,
skipper?
The skipper?
Distant relative.
I would think so.
He was caught as a spy for the Americans in New York City, caught by the British, hung when he was 21 years old, and that was it.
It's going to happen
Nathan
in war.
Hale, it does. Businessman, do you own anything from Abercrombie & Fitch?
No.
Okay. Well, David Abercrombie was born on this day in 1860s. They do.
You ever walk past one of their stores in the mall? My God.
And the music is deafening.
Tone down the cologne.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's weird.
Jeez.
Yo-Yo and Red. Who did not have a Dunkin' Yo-Yo as a
Rock
kid?
The baby.
I know how to do that one. Walk the dog. No, I was better at that.
Even loop the loop.
How about throw it at your brother?
It all comes down.
I had
down
that one down.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Yo-Yo.
They
is
were
the only one.
They were so much fun. The Dunkin' Yo-Yos. The inventor was Donald Duncan, and he was born on this day, 1892. Baseball Hall of Fame catcher Bill Dickey, a 14 World Series as a player, manager, and coach with the Yankees. 14! He was born on this day, 1907. Bill Clinton's mom, Virginia Clinton Kelly, 1923. Actress Billy Whitelaw.
I know it's a difficult time for you, so I'll not intrude on your grief. I'm here to take away some of your troubles and anxieties. It will soon help your little boy to forget what's happened.
Yeah, that little boy is Damien.
Yeah,
sad to
from
say.
The Omen, yeah.
Yeah, Mrs. Yeah. Baylock, and it would be wise not to hire her.
Right, don't. Billy Whitelaw, the actress there, 1932. He was the front man for the Four Tops.
If you feel that you can't go on, because all of your hope is gone, and your life is filled with much confusion.
Just a little bit of soul in that voice.
Oh, my God, so good.
And your world.
And Neil, if you're down, if you're having issues, all I need to say is reach out.
Just reach out.
I'll be there.
I know you're a rock. I can count on you. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Levi Stubbs, that guy's name. What a great singer, 1936. And he was in our business, and he's a Radio Hall of Famer. Used to listen to him when I lived in Clinton, Iowa. We could get WGN from Chicago in there, and he was Larry Lujack, born on this day, 1940, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
Tickets to the Firefest Fun Time in Cold Spring, July 27th, Lanco, Red Akins, Tyler Farr, and more. Wait, there's more in Cold Spring, July 27th. Here's your question. Okay. And the number is 763-450-0100. On this date, 1936, Germany, they tested the first helicopter. What was interesting about the test? There was something that we mentioned, helicopter. They tested it somewhere. It's not where you'd expect somebody to test a helicopter, but they did. And was it Da Vinci? Who was it? Was it Da Vinci?
Yeah.
Da Vinci was the guy who kind of came up with the idea, the scheme, for the helicopter.
Right.
So here you go. First helicopter tested. What was kind of interesting about that in 1936? 763-450-0100. Here we go with the Bobathon. 16, at least, maybe. I don't know how many we doing nowadays.
Somewhere between 15 and 18.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Waylon and Willie, just to satisfy you. Judd's, Let Me Tell You About Love. Or Joe Diffie, Home.
W&W, Waylon and Willie.
Okay, thank you.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany, St. Cloud.